coach Kevin Howard, captain Chris Sinclair. We'll start with Kevin Howard with some opening remarks and the team, and then we'll open for questions.
Well, the game is a long one, and I'm not going to complain too much about that. It was an even game. It was a little bit dull, a little bit slow, not too much action. The speed picked up in the second half. It was a beautiful goal from Christine. Brazil became more lively. We responded very well. And of course, you could have been 2-0 at some point there, but Brazil managed to gather a last goal chance and they scored. Unfortunately for us, it was 3 meters offside, but I'm sure the referee will find it later. But all in all, a good test match. Not the most exciting performance from either of the teams, but for sure solid, more solid than fantastic.
Well, I think, like Evan said, it was a good result for us. I think a fair result. It was a tough game for 90 minutes, and like Evan said, unfortunately, they couldn't put us up 2-0 there, and they got the goal back in the end of that time. But I think overall, it's a good result for us. We're saying they're probably one of the top, 3 or 4 teams in the world right now, and it was a consistent performance from us, especially after Korea, and then to play Brazil the way we did tonight. I think it's, a good springboard for us into the Olympics.
Chrissy, can you comment on the stadium and the crowd tonight?
It's awesome. it's nice to finally play a home game and, see the little kids in the stands and cheering for you and, they all know all our names. It's a perfect atmosphere for soccer.
Coach, were you disappointed on the tying goal that we got?
The tying goal?
Yeah.
But first of all, we failed to clear the ball away, which we should have. And secondly, when the final pass came in, the player was 3 meters offside. And I think the lineswoman failed to see that it was only one player that was behind the ball, and that should be offside. But, they also had a couple of shots, and as I said before, there's no complaints about the tie. I mean, there was an even game, not a fall off the goal chances either way. The goal shift, the ball shifted owner a lot and went back and forth. I think sometimes the surface surprised us a little bit. The ball ran a little bit too much out of bounds. And it probably could have taken a couple more days beforehand to practice on it. But this was first and foremost the chance to have a game home before the home crowd and all the kids in the stands, which was great. And secondly, to have a test here before we go and hopefully maximize the confidence the team has now. I think we managed to do that.
Evan, what is Melissa's status?
I had to look into it, and it'd probably be wrong for me to speculate on it. I think she would be fine to play tomorrow if she had to.
Can you talk about why it's taken 2 years to have a home game here and some of the preparations with that, and what kind of complications that pose for
these are many questions before on that, and I have no more actually to say about it. I mean, we had a fantastic experience in 2003, where we played games all across Canada. It was sellout games everywhere. It was a fantastic momentum we had. We lost that momentum the following years, and that's unfortunate. But it was really good to see that they haven't forgotten us. They came back. And again, another proof of the surprising fact that, well, surprising, Canada again has we see again that the women's game in Canada is very popular. And we put a big crowd when the game is promoted decently, the people are coming. So I hope moving forward, 2009 and 2010 and to the next World Cup, that the CSA, together with the management of the team, gets a lot of more home games.
Evan, is the team where you want it to be going in the Olympics, or is there areas of for improvement?
Yes.
Yes. And what areas would those be in?
Well, you know, sport is in constant improvement. If you look at the tennis player today compared to a tennis player 10 years ago, you see the difference in the muscles and the athletic system between Nadal and McEnroe 10 years ago. And that's how whole sport go. Becomes more and more training, more and more science behind it, more and more competition. And we are in a stage now where we are exactly where I hope to be. We have all the players basically back in full training. We have had that for a half a year. I think hope Madison is okay very soon. We have a competitive situation within the team. We have had a lot of international games leading up to this game. And you know, I think we are where we should be.
One more question.
We see Nicole's friendly out there, but it looks pretty competitive. What is it that drives you girls?
Well, I think we're just competitive, you know, we want to win. We want to win for our country. And, you know, especially playing against Brazil, you know, they're not the cleanest team to play against, and I'm sure we're not either. But, you know, it's a battle out there. You know, we all want to win. It's just intense.
Thank you very much, Coach. Thank you very much, Captain.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you. Thank you.